Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Friday night, and it's Enter the Light on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Johnson, with my co-host tonight of Jan Drake Bakke and our special guest, Natasha Scott. Our regular co-host, Ryan Adrega, is off tonight. So welcome to the show. And I'm going to do a little intro about each of us before we move on to our topic and do our welcomes. So we have Jan Drake Bakke, who is a certified psychic medium. She works on crime cases as well as private guidance to individuals to assist them in their life path. Jan is also a poet, doing inspired poetry that are also created into songs and used for several events. You can find Jan Drake Bakke on Facebook, as well as her website, which we'll give at the conclusion of the show. I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years' experience working with my guide team to assist you in achieving goals without interfering in free will or soul contracts. And then we have our special guest tonight, Natasha Scott. And Natasha is a master intuitive energy healer. She's a happiness coach and a palm reader. She started long ago on this road, intuitively knowing how to help people with difficult life situations in all the layers of being. I have to fix my glasses there. Sorry, guys. A decade ago, a couple she knows could not conceive, and doctors didn't know what was wrong, and Natasha was able to assist them with lifestyle changes to be able to made, and they were expecting within the year. There's many more stories like this, and Natasha has also studied palmistry, as the human hand contains such a wealth of accurate information to provide. Natasha has even mapped out things in one's hands that she was never taught, and it comes from her intuition and connection to source. So welcome, Natasha and Jan, to the show tonight. How are you ladies doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. So tonight, we are talking about the superstition of Friday the 13th and the upgrades of energy concerning and surrounding us in this current wave that we're in. So I will let Natasha lead us off tonight with her insight on this topic. What do you have for us tonight, Natasha?
Thank you. I think with the Friday 13th, I looked that up to see what goes on with that, and apparently it started in the Middle Ages, possibly, with Jesus and the Last Supper. There was 13 people there the night before his death on Good Friday, so it tends to come from that kind of a story, and because we create our own reality, I don't think it holds much water. It doesn't matter. Like when anyone says like a black cat is bad luck, well, black cats are considered lucky in Japan. So it's all perspective. If it's your belief system, if you believe it's bad luck, then you're going to create some negative event probably throughout the day. And then if you realize you create your own reality, you're just going to create another nice day, no more, no less. What do you think, Jan?
I think the same thing. And that's in fact, I looked up this Friday the 13th as well and found some of that information and also some more information on it too, saying that the world loses $700 to $800 million in revenue on Friday the 13th because people do not want to conduct business. And people, 80% of the high-rise buildings reportedly skip the 13th floor, and many airports and hospitals skip gate 13 and room 13. The fear of the number 13 has a scientific name, and I can't pronounce it, triskaidekaphobia. And so and like you say, it went back to the time of Jesus at the First Supper. And but then they talk about also some of the theories of Friday the 13th superstition is in numerology, and the number 12 is considered the number of divine organizational arrangement or chronological completeness as reflected in the 12 months of the year, 12 hours of the day, 12 gods of Olympus, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles of Jesus, the 12 successors of Muhammad, 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 years of the Buddhist cycle, where the number 13 was considered irregular, and that was part of the fear also. So, yeah, and I completely agree with you that we don't, and that's why I wrote some poems about it, and I will read them right now.
Okay.
Talking about how we don't have to buy into that whole situation, actually. Just as you say. So I'll just go ahead and read these. And some of them are on Facebook. And but they're different here, what I'm reading, because I didn't put the whole thing up. So this one's called Your Friday the 13th. And it goes, is superstition going to make your Friday the 13th a friend or foe? Oops, better not walk on those cracks or open an umbrella or pick up a penny. It's Friday the 13th. Oh, no. We have been so trained to beware of black cats, to not walk under ladders, and don't utter the number 13, the name 13. It could make us into mad hatters. I'd like to think it's just the number after 12 or the number before 14. It's a special number just in between. It's a lucky day. I won't let superstition get in the way. It's a day to seize the moment kind of day, to rejoice. It's your Friday the 13th, so let's make it a good choice. And then I go into another one called Friday the 13th Superstition, and it says, superstition is only a condition, not necessarily a truth. It's partly an invention and an intention. It doesn't need to be believed or followed or put on us, and especially on our youth. So that's that. And then I go off into different types of poems that I wrote during the last couple weeks, and one of them is called The Walk, and the reason why I wrote this is because the other day at a friend's party, we took this amazing walk, several of us, and it was so awesome. It was for about 2 miles at night, and it was hot out, but it was so beautiful. It was so magical. It was just an incredible walk. So anyway, this goes, don't judge another on their hard time, illness, setback, mistake, or strife. You may have already experienced it in your past or may be challenging it in your present or future. We all can be forward steps to each other in this walk of life. And then this one is kind of funny and silly. In our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, we are old enough to be over the hill and young enough to keep climbing it. And then this one is, this has gone off the subject, by the way, as you can tell. this one's called Remember, and it says, I live in not knowing so many things while I walk in uncertainty with faith and surrender. My destiny is released. I ask for its appearance for me to remember. Rapidly, life shows itself daily. Slowly, I take it all in. My destiny doesn't quiver. It's my fear that does. I won't let that win. Silently, in quiet observance, the answers come through in this dense interference. Some piercing, some subtle. I am grateful for all of this experience. I live in not knowing so many things while I walk in uncertainty. So there's that one. And then this one goes with, I put this up for Friday the 13th, and it says, it doesn't matter if we fit in perfectly with others. It only matters that we found them. And then my last one is about a butterfly, and it's called Butterfly a Go-Go. Love is cool. I'm no fool. Love me red. Love me blue. Love me purple. Butterflies rule. Life is mad. A lot of it sad, but some of it glad. Are butterflies a fad? Kiss me, please. I'm weak in the knees. We both tease. More butterflies. Geez. Always go slow for things to last and grow. Sometimes life is a burlesque show. Butterflies a go-go. So just let it fly high, all of our insecurities and heartbreaks and changes into the sky, and that is why I love my totem butterfly. So that was just going on, talking about totem butterfly and giving a little light there, silly and fun, and that's it
that
for my poem. Thank you. It for my poem. And welcome, Natasha, and thank you, Shannon, for that great opening. That was really nice. And I loved the way you put the music on for a little while. It was kind of really relaxing just to start off. That was neat.
Yes. Yeah, I had actually shut it off before it shut off. It just sat there and spun for a bit. Yeah.
Oh.
I've been having that kind of fun day today. Talking about Friday the 13th and the energy of it, you know. It's very true. The energy of your belief system, if you believe it to be an unlucky day, it's going to create an unlucky day. From the moment you started thinking about it before you went to bed on the 12th, it's already put into motion because you're going, oh no, Friday the 13th. For me, I like to think of it, oh, Friday the 13th, that means we get to have fun. It's time for an adventure. You never know what to anticipate. And spirit can have a lot of fun with us when we're looking at that aspect of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, so like for me today, I was doing some online classes. Needed the internet. And of course, because I've been anticipating these classes for a month, so excited. Friday the 13th is going to be awesome. I'm going to spend my morning in my pajamas with coffee doing classes. This is great. And what happens? The internet on my laptop kept shutting down during class. Internet worked on every other device in the house, by the way, just not on my computer.
Aww.
I felt so special. But see, there you go. It's perspective too, right? For me, the belief system that it's an unlucky day no longer exists. I look at the adventure and the fun that it's going to bring. So instead of getting angry and upset and yelling at my computer at how stupid it was, it couldn't talk to the internet. What do you mean there's no Wi-Fi? It's all through the house. I can see it. Instead, I was laughing and rolling because three times in about a span of 25 minutes, my internet completely left my computer. Like no connections existed. It said there was nobody out there.
Oh, my.
And I'm sitting here and I'm just laughing going, really, guys? Really? So...
Oh, dear.
If I would have focused on the frustration of it, right, because energy manifests, if I'd have focused on the frustration of it and gone, oh, it figures. It's Friday the 13th. Everything's going to go wrong. This just started it and set the pace for the day. That's exactly what I'm going to receive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to build. that's what's going to come.
Sorry.
And it just keeps building, and you go, oh, no. But because I was reacting with laughter and seeing it as silly and humorous and just kind of throwing my hands up and going, all right, then, that's how we're rolling today. It settled down. It got okay. And luckily,
good.
We're here this evening. It's happy.
And were you teaching today, Shannon, or were you taking class?
I was taking a class.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank goodness I wasn't teaching one.
Yeah.
I would have been like, But I've had it happen when I've taught a class, too, and you just kind of go, okay, regroup, pull up the big girl panties. Okay, we got this. Change how we're focusing this. People would really laugh at me because I am one of those people that sometimes me and my computer, we have a love-hate relationship because of the energy. I burst a lot of energy and my computer's like, no. So Friday the 13th, I'm having that issue earlier, and I'm sitting here going, you're such a good computer. You're so pretty. And I love you so much. You know you want to work for me today. You know, it just...
Yeah.
People would have thought, this woman is a freaking Fruit Loop crazy. What's she doing over there? But because I knew that energy's a little crazy, everybody's energy gets a little... Woo-woo. It's Friday the 13th, what's coming? And I'm over here laughing about the computer not wanting to talk to anything. So I'm giving it love and telling it how pretty it is. And it likes to work with me.
That's good.
And my computer's been happy ever since. So I guess she just needed a little petting. But... but I think it's a good example of how we can either work with the energy of the day in a new way, even when we're struggling with an old belief system that's just passed down through generations. Because Friday the 13th, it's a beautiful day. 1 in 3 makes 4. 4 is a really good angel number. But in our history... we were very nervous about anything that had a superstition to it. And we fed that energy to it. And it builds. And so here we are, hundreds of years later, with this big web of superstitious energy around this date. And we all see it on our calendars, and we all go, wouldn't it be amazing if we all started to shift that big ball of superstitious energy and went, oh, that means excitement and fun. Oh, maybe I'll dress up on 13th, you know, because it's kind of like Halloween. And if I get rid of the ugly part and the superstitious part, I can make this a day that's like, man, spirit, we got it going on. Me and my people,
good idea.
We got it going on because now our energy is making light of it, making fun out of something that used to scare a lot of people.
Right.
Exactly. Well, thank goodness for shows like this because the people are going to hear us talk about this and how you create your own reality and you create it with your emotions, not just your thoughts. Because it's one thing to have a thought, it's another to feel it, right?
Right.
So as we just, you know, focus on feeling positive emotion and doing joyful activities, we're just creating well all the time.
Yeah. And it's amazing how things can suddenly change the day.
Yes.
And if you can grab a hold of it and go, okay, let me shift how I'm working with this or how I'm perceiving it.
Yeah.
It can change the whole day.
So true.
I find Friday the 13th rather fun and interesting these days.
How are you finding
Why not
so
have
far
fun
today,
with
Jen?
It?
It's never been a scary day for me, but I will have to say that just out of curiosity today, I did lose my glasses. I wear the, you know, little glasses to see up close and stuff. And I've looked all over the house, and they're not there. But see, this happens quite often anyway to me. They disappear, and then they reappear again. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was kind of fun. I kind of just giggled at it because I thought, oh, I got a Friday the 13th, you know, fun thing happen. And it's not negative or anything, but it's, I know they're going to appear again because this happens so often. I don't know why, but I probably need to do some smudging in the house too.
And I have, there's always a guide or a family member that's passed on that will move things, and they think it's funny and it's to make you laugh.
I know.
It happens to me as well.
Okay. Yeah. It does. Me too. A lot, especially with the glasses too. It's always. They for some reason they pick those.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was going to say, like, I work in an office, and some of the people that were being difficult with me, well, one of my guides is quite the jokester and kept moving their glasses, actually. And
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And then I know a young lady who was able to channel my guide and told me where the glasses were, so I told the lady at the office where they were the next morning, and it was precise.
Oh my gosh, that's neat.
Yeah, I was told it was in a metal basket, and then she found that she had a meeting with the president, and she had left it in his metal basket. Like, well, he found the glasses and put them in the metal basket, and I'm like, oh my goodness. So,
wow,
yeah.
Awesome. That's neat.
Yeah, it's
fine. I can't hide my glasses anymore. I had to advance to bifocals and wear them all the time, so they can't hide them anymore. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
They had enough stuff as it is.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's bad when your kids tell on you at the optometrist's office.
Oh.
My daughters did, yeah, when I went. Because I used to just do readers. And then they told on me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What did they say?
What did they say? Oh, my youngest one. She's a hoot. But, yeah, she took me to the eye doctor. And we go in, and she's... I said, are you going to wait out in the waiting room? Are you coming with me? And she's like, oh, no, I'm going in with you. And I'm going to make sure that you tell him. I'm like, I got it. I'm a grown woman, you know. We go in the room. I sit down, and he's asking me how I'm doing. And my daughter pipes up, and she goes, let me tell you. She needs glasses all the time. We see her trying to fake it, and she's holding the paper about 20 feet away trying to look at the words. You need to do something and talk to this woman. I was just like, oh, busted.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then he did the exam, and he looked at me, and he went, your daughter's right. You're blind. You really need them. All right. Fine. You know, those little things that they call you out on when they grow up into adults, you know? You never know. But are you ladies ready for some callers? We got a nice lineup waiting to talk to us.
Definitely.
Oh.
Wow,
thank
there
you.
Is.
Yeah.
I just looked at it again. There's quite a few.
Yeah. So let's get some callers in here and see if we can help them out. All right. We are going to head into 336. Spinning. I love you, Lap. 336, are you with us? 336? Hello? Okay. That didn't work. Bear with us tonight, everybody. We're having fun with my laptop that wants love today. All right. 336, we lost. We're going to move on to 941.
Hi.
Hi, 941.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi.
Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Carla, Florida.
Calling from Florida? And
yes.
What was your first name again?
Carla.
Carla. Hi, Carla. Do you have
Hi.
A question for us tonight?
Yes. I had a talk with my landlord on Thursday, and I wanted to be able to get out of my lease for two more, you know, in 2 months, because that was a six-month point had to be agreed upon. And she wanted to do a verbal, and I said, no. I said, that has to be in writing. She said she's going to work on it next week to come up with something, which it would be easy, but knowing her, she's not always legit. So I'm asking if, do you see her, me getting out of that lease for the two months in September, or even sooner?
It's a good thing you stuck to your guns about getting it in writing.
Yeah. Oh, she's a crook.
Yeah. I'm being told this is going to get a little messy.
Like meaning?
Like meaning that you should really look up on sorry, the words just ran away from me. It's a look up in your area for the legal bylaws.
I already went to a lawyer previously last month, and they said more or less she has to agree and write it out that she's terminating it.
Yeah. Yeah. You may end up needing legal assistance to get out of this lease.
Yeah, but see, the only way out is for her to write it out, you know, write it void and null. Otherwise, there's more or less I have to stick it out for the whole year.
You know somebody that wants to rent that place?
She is actually, I have overheard her, she's been showing my room.
Oh.
Even before?
Nice.
Yeah. So I really think I think she already has somebody in line to rent it out the day I leave.
Yeah.
She won't admit to it because I haven't brought it up to her because that would be just a fight and I'm not going to sit there and fight with her.
Yeah, no, the only thing I'm really getting strongly from Spirit for you is making sure that you get everything in writing and that you're going to end up having to be the one to do the follow-up and make sure that there's no loophole in what she writes up.
Yep, I'm going to take it to somebody. And what I was thinking of doing is for next week, maybe on Wednesday, because she's only there Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, on Wednesday, send her a text message of our conversation and if she could please get the letter written by Thursday.
Yeah.
And then if she replies back, in any way, then she actually agreed that we did have the conversation, and she agreed on it.
Yeah.
So that
you
kind of like binds her in a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. that's all I've got on that situation. Natasha, do you have any advice for Carla?
Yeah, Carla, just picture a very positive outcome and send love from your heart to this lady, because no one does things like that to another person without them being in pain. So just picture a positive outcome. It's going to go smoother for you.
It will go smooth? Okay.
Yeah. But picture it exactly how you want it to go and just focus on that just for a few minutes and once a day. Just 2 minutes, focus on that, and I think it's going to go smoother than you think.
Okay. Yeah, because I think she really wants me to leave, but I think she wants to double dip on rent, whoever she rents it out, plus me. That's the catch.
Right. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what? In the past, I also had a horrible landlord, and he went, like, we were getting ready to move, and he went in and took out a whole bunch of our stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we were very upset. And then a couple of years later, we read in the news that he was shot 8 times.
Yeah, she has karma hitting her really bad right now. I'm not the only one she has done this to, but she has run out people, actually had them leave, you know.
That's too bad.
But she's having major financial issues and all brought on herself, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so... Right. And I think there's a lot more stuff coming. The way that my guides are saying, there's a lot more coming at her.
Yeah.
I'm not the first one she has done this to.
No, and I think, you will get this behind you and you will have new beginnings.
Yeah. But I'm just hoping my new beginnings are very soon.
Things are happening fast right now. Stay positive.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Carla. Definitely call in again and give us an update, or if you have another question for us. Would you like
to
stay on and listen?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
And Carla, I was seeing something there.
Okay.
For you, just for a second. Because I wasn't going to say anything, but it just kept coming in so much. Was a bee. And I also got there a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of, nice energy around you also too. You have protection around you. Do you feel that way too?
Oh yeah. 'Cause I say my prayers and I know that, I have archangels that have been protecting over me. And I keep on hearing my guides. I keep on saying angels intervene, and I keep on hearing my guide says, "No, God is."
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I get every time I think of it, I get goosebumps. Just stop, stop worrying, because it's gonna get, it's gonna come back at her.
Well, that's neat that you are getting those messages, because I'm getting them too. I'm really getting that you are protected. So, But the animal, the bee, comes around also, and it's mostly the bee is saying that it says involving others in cooperative and life-affirming ventures will benefit you. And they're very communal. They're like a very communal kind of animal, insect. And approach your projects with commitment, diligence, and dedication. And also, it's also a fertile time. They represent a fertile time for you physically and creatively, one where you can bring your own ideas into fruition. And it's a very productive cycle for you. So this can be a positive time for you. And so I think you have, Shannon and Natasha were saying, keep it positive and do everything that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
To keep it that way, and you have all these protections around you and a very positive animal. So there you go.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to go to 780. Hi, 780, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay from Canada. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, actually, it's kind of like a mediumship question in regards to loss of my mom in April and my best friend I lost about 2 weeks ago, or about a week ago. 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your question for them?
I know they're on the inside or working fine, but I think they're trying to give me some messages, but I'm not hearing them. And I'm getting some signs from them. So, is there any way to communicate with them better?
Yeah. Okay. So, first, I'm hearing that there's. Excuse me. I love when they start like real fast on me. Mom has been helping your friend, which is good, with getting associated with being back home, which is very sweet. I'm using my guides to connect through with them, or at least with your guide team. And I'm hearing that Mom in particular has been the one sending the messages. Your friend is, I don't want to say the word struggling, but is kind of in that period of adjusting.
Okay.
Well, to being non-physical.
Early. Yeah,
it's very soon.
Yeah, it's very soon.
So Mom's been the one sending the messages. Your spirit team says that your abilities are actually bubbling up to the surface a little bit more and a little bit more. The problem for you right now is that you're still in your grief process, and it's not a problem, okay? And they don't want you to see that as a problem. But grief creates a thick cloud around us.
Yes, it does.
For them to be able to punch into, okay? So you have to figure it's kind of like suddenly you got this big, thick cloud around you, and they're trying to push through it, and they can only do so much. So that's why the other messengers, nature messengers, have been coming instead. Mom says that she's trying to come into your dreams. She just needs you to be a little bit more accepting about the possibility of it.
Okay.
Okay. Because Mom won't quite look like what you remember. She says
right. She's
not done looking like that. She is much more around 32-ish is the age that I'm hearing. So she'll look a little more vibrant to you when she makes her appearance in your dream. So she said, one of the guides is saying for you, when you go to bed, go ahead and set the intention. Okay. And by that, they mean, you know, do a nice little deep breathing for yourself. And in your mind, you can do it verbally out loud if you want to. It's all up to you. But it's just kind of reiterating to yourself that I am open to receive them in my dream state and understand and recall the messages that they provide. And this is kind of a starting point in getting a little bit more direct messages that you'll be able to remember when you wake up. And I'm also hearing it's time for you to start looking at some of those abilities and how they work for you. Because they plan on getting really active with you.
Oh, wow.
Which
That's
is
so
fabulous. It's fabulous. But they do plan on working with you. Your spirit team plans on working with you quite a bit about helping your abilities come to fruition in the way that you would like them to be in your life. And these two passings are the catalyst to that. If that makes sense to you.
I'm just in that grieving mode, so I definitely did come into my dreams, my mom, but not my friend yet. But like I said, my friend's in that stasis period right now, so.
Yeah, your friend is receiving a lot of healing right now and is surrounded by loved ones from all time periods, including your higher self, is definitely making an appearance and assisting in the adjustments. But a lot of healing is being done. A lot of guidance is being done. But here on the earth plane, the grief for those still living is very strong. And your friend knows. Your friend knows. And the messages that you speak are always heard. So just know that when you're thinking of him, he's feeling that. When you're kind of sitting there going, man, this is a really good time. I could just picture sitting right there in that chair next to me, just would be making jokes. Have us all just about peeing our pants with laughing. When we're in those moments, that is open invitation. Our energy lifts up. And they're able to meet us in the middle and actually come and hang out next to you at that fireplace.
Mm.
All right?
All righty.
So these are just a few tips to realize that as you're moving through your grief, when you're thinking of them, no matter how you're expressing your emotions, they understand it and they hear it, feel it, and know about it. And then it's just a little bit of time before you're going to be having all kinds of communication going on with them. Okay?
Mm. Okay, thank you. Thanks
you're
for the insights.
Natasha or Jan, do either of you have something for Jay?
I'll go after Natasha if you have something.
I did pull some of my angel cards, and the first card I got from you was intention. So it's about you setting an intention, and I agree. It's excellent if you just focus on which one you would like to communicate with before you go to sleep, and they will show up in your dreams, and you can have a conversation, and you will feel better. And, oh, my goodness, my left ear is humming so much. By the way, I'm also from Canada. Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is going to get easier for you, but right now the veil between us and them is thinning so much. We are going to increase that communication, and you're going to feel better about everything.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Jen, you can go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Jay. So I kept hearing, I wasn't seeing. I usually see the animal, but I was hearing it because I was getting a lot of muddled. I was seeing a lot of muddled energy, and that's probably because I don't know. Whatever, tuning into the other side, and maybe I wasn't getting through or something. I don't know, and so I was kept hearing wolf, wolf, you know, wolf. I kept hearing the wolf. He's got a wolf around him. And I don't know if you have ever felt anything for wolves, but that's what's coming through right now. And one of the things that they talk about is what Shannon was saying too, and what Natasha said, was that characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way. So there you go. There's another affirmation on new teachings and new insights and you opening up to that. So that's really cool. And it's important to trust your inner knowing and feel that inside yourself right now. And even if you're feeling misunderstood or misaligned, just try to go inside more during this time. I know this is a really hard time. It's a grief period, and it's rough, and I really feel for you. It will get better, and it just takes time, and it will get better. And the dreams are going to be such a nice thing for you. That's what saved me a lot, and it still does. 6 years later, of when my mom and brother both died almost in the same near time of each other, and the dreams are, I live for the dreams because I get to talk to them and see them and visit. And but you know what? They're around. They're also around you too. You can still talk to them. You can still visit with them even without the dreams, and just by communicating and thinking of them and stuff. And so anyway, I wish you luck, and so sorry for your loss, and take good care, and it's just, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine, and please call in again, okay? Please call in, and you don't have to be alone. Grief is a hard thing to go through.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is actually. So, you're my best friend. So.
Yeah.
Too.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks. But I'll keep going along, and I'm going to a celebration south where I live, and it's to honor the dead. So.
That's nice. Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be good. So.
Be with other people and to share that. Yeah, that'll be really nice.
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
Aww.
Alrighty.
Well, call in again,
well,
Jay, and let us know how you're doing. Would you like
to
continue,
ladies,
to listen?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Okay, we are going to move down to 201. Hi, 201.
Hi.
Give us your first name and where you're calling from.
My name is Jacqueline. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jacqueline. You got a question for us?
Yeah, and I want a mediumship meeting, if you can give it to me. I did dream about my mother a couple of days back, but like the message really wasn't clear.
Mm-hmm.
Like she didn't speak, but you know, it's like I had questions for her, but I didn't get an answer.
Okay. So she came in the dream. She didn't say anything. You had questions that didn't get answered, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is there more that you're wanting to know about that, or how to get the messages stronger?
Can I interject?
Yeah.
This is Natasha. Can I interject? Is that okay, Shannon?
Yeah.
Jacqueline, I just wanted to say, when you dreamt about your mom, but the communication didn't come out directly. The communication still happened. Dreams are always more about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled a card for you, and the first card I pulled for you with my angel cards is forgiveness. Was this a question to do with forgiveness?
No, I was asking for forgiveness. I think the forgiveness card. I'm trying to forgive people who hurt me.
Okay.
And
okay.
When I'm getting to a place of forgiving them, I realize that they don't care. So
the forgiveness is for you. It's always for you because it sets you free. Because in any moment, whatever happens in any moment, we're doing the best in that moment, even if it would appear that it was not our best. it's still our best technically. And when people talk about forgiveness, they make it sound so active that what forgiveness truly is compassion and understanding mm-hmm. for what happened. Because once you have the compassion and understanding, it's mm-hmm. done. You've gone through it now. And you've gone through it on a higher level of understanding.
I get that. I get that. And I understand the aspect of when you forgive others, you forgive yourself. It's just yeah. like giving instead of receiving. That's how I learned, you know, these attributes. But, and I could kind of make sense of the people in the dream who were in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I just feel like it's just something that she really wants me to know besides that. Because I have been trying to work on forgiveness, even though things are actively, you know, changing or staying stale or, you know, one minute it could be peace, next minute it's chaotic. I know that I was taught to be a forgiven person, even if other people don't want to receive it or reciprocate
right.
that. I know yeah. how to forgive. I know how to yeah. forgive more than forget.
That's good. We all strive for that. Shannon, you can go back with this question if you'd like.
Oh, no, you did wonderful, Natasha. You
sorry, I can't
brought in where we needed to go.
Do you have something to add, Jan?
Oh, well, so Jacqueline, I kept seeing this little tiny little kitty cat coming through, and a little white one. I don't know if you've ever had one like that, but there it was. And so when I look up cat, cat talks about honoring your self-sufficiency, trusting in your own capabilities, honoring your sensuality, like in dancing,
mm-hmm.
with graceful, easy movements, enjoying physical intimacy, like just touch, you know, touching animals, touching the trees, touching people, whoever. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance, and it's mostly like most likely an ancestor trying to communicate with you. It's a period of magic when the cat comes around. So pay close attention to all the signs. And whatever you've released, like in relationships, material goods, or defeating habits, will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you. So that's a nice thing to happen. That could be part of a message, along with forgiveness for you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's definitely part of the message, both pieces.
Okay.
Good. I'm hearing that Mom wants to be able to talk to you more directly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they're showing me is writing a letter. And this would be an exercise for you to work with. And so they're showing me it's not just one letter, it's a couple of letters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're having the conversation with Mom, right? So you're writing it. And she's going to start answering. You're going to feel, being told feel, answers, emotional answers. So it's kind of being presented like, you know, you're writing about a difficult situation you had with your mother that you've been working on forgiveness with her and for yourself. And so you're writing, you're telling that story in your writing, and then you're going to feel that warmth come over you, or that peace suddenly come over that wasn't there before. And this is to help you know that it's her giving you an emotional response to what you're processing. Okay, mm-hmm. So they're telling me this is one of the ways that it's going to help you work with your intuition as well, but also to let go and process some of that stuff that you're wanting to talk to her about.
Yes, it is a lot
to
talk to her about.
Yeah, she really wants to be able to work with you on a one-to-one with this, and they're showing it in using forms of connection that are about self-healing. So meditation, auto-writing, or like the letter we were just talking about. And they're also saying, Jackie, don't try to bite it all off at one time. They're like, Jackie's got a list of about 10 to 15 questions, and she keeps adding a few. So they're saying, don't try to jump into it all at one time and be like, all right, Mama, we're having a chat. Because for you, energetically, it ends up bogging you down because it's too much. So they're saying, do it in bits. Take one piece at a time, one memory, one event, one interaction, and allow yourself to kind of look from the outside perspective of it while you're writing, and then allow yourself to go ahead and throw those questions in there and feel the responses that you get, whether it's you're getting warm, whether you feel a cold sensation on the leg, whether your scalp starts to really tingle. And this is to let you know that Mom's with you, and so are your spirit guides, and they're going to help you to process these emotions and let it go. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, because I do like to write. I just, that's the only letter. Like, I started a letter before that I was just going to burn it, you know, to communicate with her. And it's just like, it's like I have a hard time wrapping my mind around it. Like, I'll start it, and then, you know, I wonder about everything else that has happened and what's going on. But I do understand that, you know, the writing could not only be therapeutic, you know, but also a way of releasing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you get them all done, you can do it little by little if you want to, but or you can save them all and then mm-hmm. put them in the fire one day and be like, okay, Mom, we're healed. We're good. And I'm putting them in the fire and letting them go. But just know that for spirit, anytime we're thinking of them, talking to them in our heads, wondering, mm-hmm. asking questions, they hear all of it. It's just a matter of us being aware to the responses that they're sending to us. So sometimes it's kind of that out of the blue thing of you're thinking about something, or maybe you and Mom had a fight about something, and you're thinking about that and you're trying to process it, whether you're writing it or not. You're allowing the emotions to have a voice when you write. And then, say, you finish it, you put it down, you walk outside, and suddenly there's a red cardinal that comes and sits on the branch right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
That's spirit letting you know we're with you in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
We were with you the whole time you were going through that, and now you stepped out and away from it, and here is something for you to acknowledge that we're here. We're with you. We're doing this. Okay?
Well, it's funny that you would say red cardinal, because I've heard about the red cardinal with her before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love to use nature to get our attention. it makes us stop and pay attention. So those are the easiest for them to get in touch with us, where we're not resistant to it. We're very open to receiving. Okay?
Okay. I am open to receiving. I've been wanting it, to be honest with you, but each time, two times I've seen her, it's just like she just seemed distant from me, and I see her with everyone else. And in light of, you know, things that's going on, I was kind of like not sure what that meant.
When she's showing up with everybody else that is in spirit?
Yeah. No, that everyone else that's here who I'm either at odds with or I'm distanced from them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm being told that message just to show you that she is ready to help you to heal yourself and the relationships you've had that have been struggle. That's why she's standing with those other people. It's not anything against you. It's that she's ready to help you in the healing process.
Is there anything with my father that come through, or is just whoever stepped forward?
I don't have a father figure present right now. Honestly, Jackie, you would do really well to sit down and schedule a private session with a medium, so that way you can get a full reading.
Okay.
And they can, no matter who you choose to work with, go with how you feel. You can ask them questions. But I do feel that a private session would really do you well, to be able to have someone be the conduit for you at first, to kind of get your healing journey a little more momentum. Okay.
Yes. Could I stay on the show and just listen?
Yes, ma'am. You sure can. Thank you so much for calling in, Jackie.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Of course.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to put you on listen, and we are going to roll on to 917. I can find it in the listing here. There we are. 917, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? 917, hello. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Sorry, I was using earbuds, and apparently they're not working very well. I apologize. My name's Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Ellen from New York. You got a question for us?
Yeah, the general area is work. I really would like to change jobs, and I have applied. And I'm just wondering whether you pick up any information regarding that, whether it be like, look at this, or you're going to get something new, whatever you pick up regarding a job change.
Okay. Natasha or Jan, do you have anything for Ellen while I tune in over here?
Hi, Ellen. I'm just trying to see what animals come in through. Right now I'm seeing like in the back of a house in the backyard. And there's like a tire there. And then all of a sudden I saw a, like, it's a chicken. looks like a chicken or turkey coming through here. And you're thinking about the job. This feels so familiar to me. Were you thinking of moving, of going to another place for a job or anything?
I'm open to anything right now. I realize that where I am, I really have stayed too long, and I've probably, I haven't developed the skills that I would have liked to, and I really should move on to develop myself.
Yeah. But, I mean, even leaving the area.
I wouldn't mind, but I still have a lease here through February.
Okay. Because that's what I heard right away. But it doesn't mean that's, you know, I just got a little bit of that, that you could find a job in another area. But I was getting the chicken. So I haven't seen the chicken, you know, that doesn't come through too often. So, it's the rooster. It's the rooster what I'm actually really seeing. I'm ready for him to say something, but he's not. And I can't find it in here. So I think, Natasha, if you're able to, I can come back to it.
Okay, so I'm feeling into your energy, and I also pulled one of my angel cards. And the first card I got is Answered Prayer. And there's a lady, she's holding her hands up in a prayer form. She has angel wings. And I think you're going to find the job that is the right fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say choose it from your heart. Don't be super practical, because every time anyone's looking for a job, they go so rational, so logical. And then the choice gets made more from desperation or just the negative emotions. Basically, what you want to do is, does that job feel good to you? Can you feel yourself working there? Just follow your heart and listen to that information that you're receiving with your intuition.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it does.
Okay.
I'll be frank, so I haven't even interviewed with any place that I really want to go with. I had one the other day, and it's like, no, that wouldn't be right for me.
Exactly.
And I'm just,
just keep going that way. Like, follow your intuition. You are not desperate. Or you're working right now, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not growing at all, and I haven't grown in some time. And I realize I'm hurting myself by staying there. I really am.
Well, what's happening right now, too, 2018 is a year that adds up to 11. And 11 is spiritual themes. And anything that's not working in 2018 is going to dissolve. That could be a relationship. It could be a job. It could be anything. So follow that energy, because that energy is pushing you ahead and how you're evolving. And it's excellent energy. This is a beautiful year to start anything new. It has a lot of energy and a lot of support.
That's good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ellen. Shannon over
Hi.
Here. Hi. I pick up a full career change is in store. Have you been considering a full kind of, it looks like it's a offshoot of what you were doing, but it really kind of is a full change in direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking the skills that you currently have, but actually spinning them off, because they keep showing me it's spinning off. Like, you can see my hands. I'm going off to the right.
I would consider anything. I feel a need to really grow and do something different.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's time for that to happen. The energy is just ready for you to make the commitment to shifting in a new direction. The relocation comes up again, but it does, for me, I keep hearing the number 15. So whether that's 15 months, 15 weeks, I'm not sure. You said you had at least till February. So I would lean towards 15 months that relocation is going to be coming up into the possibilities with the new career. It looks like you shift careers first, and then your circle gets bigger. And that opens up opportunities to relocate to a couple of areas that you've been dabbling about over the years, going, wouldn't it be nice? But these opportunities are going to start aligning with you once you change the direction in the job.
I'll be frank. I thought what else I could do, but thus far I haven't, like, hit upon anything like that has inspired me and say, that's the direction I want to go. I'm going to look over there. And so I'm still looking at things similar to what I'm doing, but that should have growth in them. So can you pick up, like, should I be looking at something else? And what would that other thing be?
I'm going to interject here. It's Natasha. When you were a child, what did you tell people you wanted to be when you grow up? Because often the answer is there.
I really don't remember. And when I was growing up, things were kind of limited for women, for girls.
Right.
We would think of, like, nurses and nuns and teachers, and that's about it. Or a mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But what about hobbies that you had as a child?
I don't remember. I remember, like, liking, I liked to run. I know that sounds so stupid.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's a long time. Those cobwebs have kind of crowded up my memory, I think.
Okay. I understand. But you can at least think about that anyway.
Okay.
Ellen, one of the other things, too, is that I'm hearing is that you're looking a lot from your head and not from your heart. So they're suggesting to do a couple of nature type of meditations for you and open up the question in meditation and just allow inspiration to come in. And then start re-looking at the type of career you want to manifest coming from the heart space and not the head space. Because you have a lot to offer, but you're only seeing it in a narrow picture.
Okay.
Okay?
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really appreciate you
you're
taking
welcome.
The time with me.
You're welcome.
And real quick, before
I
we
have
let
a little
you
more.
Go, Jan, did you find the rooster?
Yeah, I did. But I also just wanted to say that I fully agree with both of them, and I really did feel there was going to be a relocation, as Shannon has said. That was the first, it came in very strong, of a possibly a new area to live, too. But then the rooster is talking about it was reflected in biblical times with Jesus, the idea of spiritual vigilance, and it also reflects past lives associated with early Christianity. And it's one of the 12 signs of the zodiac in traditional Chinese astrology as well, and it's a sign of enthusiasm and humor. So, and they have the direct approach to life. So if the rooster is your totem, it's telling you to be very direct, basically. So there you go. I'll just leave you with
Wonderful.
That.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say thank you to all three of you. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Would you like to
and
continue
all the best
to listen
in your future.
To the show?
Yes, I would like to listen.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Ellen, and definitely give us a call back. Let us know how you're doing.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Great. Okay, ladies, we're going to do one more. And then we're going to begin to wrap it up for the night, okay? 307.
Right.
Hi, 307, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Hi. And what's your question for us this evening?
I was just wondering if you had any messages or anything that I needed to know or...
In general? Any particular area, Alyssa?
Okay.
Maybe like friendships and... family and friendships.
Natasha or Jan, do you have anything or you want me to go?
I'm still tapping in right now.
I'm seeing a lot of people around you, Alyssa. Do you have a lot of people around you?
Not really. Not right now, no.
Okay. But I am seeing, what I was seeing was like a mom and dad and child in a bassinet right away. That's what I was seeing.
Okay, maybe I just became a grandma. And so...
Oh.
That's
it. And that's
I think they're trying to have another baby, so be it.
Yeah, I think that's it. The animal is looking like a owl to me. So that's the animal.
Yes, that's my spirit animal.
Oh, is that your spirit animal? Okay. So,
yeah, that is awesome.
Oh, good. Okay, well, then I'm sure you know... I can still give you a little information on it. I'm sure you already know about it, but we can just see what it says here. Let's see here. It's fun so let's see. It says meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. And be alert to any of the deception of anything that comes around you, and that's, we know that's very clearly about the owl.
Yeah.
They're very clear about that. And it's a particularly right time to tap into the fount of intuitive wisdom, which is true, and listen to the signs and look for the signs of anything that come around you also. And it's a time of prophecy, and you will hear, see, feel events as they happen. And it's also a creative cycle in the nighttime, too, for any projects that you might be involved in. And so that's basically what the owl is saying. And let me see if there's anything else. I'm just trying to... Yeah, I think that's mostly it, and so that's neat about the family.
Yeah, that is really neat. You hit right on almost everything.
Okay. Great.
I have a friend in my life right now, and I can't really decide if he's using me or if he's a true friend or he's trying to be a true friend. And I think do you think the owl might be telling me that he's deception, you know, he might not be in it for the right reason.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a possibility. And that would be a good reason why the owl would come around. And are you having intuitive feelings like that too about this friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
That owl. Yep. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that couldn't be a very much clearer message than that, I guess.
I know.
So, yes, yeah. So I better get rid of that friend.
Well, if that's what you need to do, you know.
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I was going to say, this is Natasha. I pulled out, for the angel cards, I played out playfulness for you. So, because you said in the beginning you were inquiring about family and friendship, and I think you need to focus on doing fun things with your family and your friends.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right, too. I'm supposed to be packing up a U-Haul and going up with my grandkid, with my new grandbaby and my daughter. And I've been, the friend has been pulling me the other way to stay here. And I know in my heart that I need to go, and that's, you know, where I need to be. And I guess I just need the eye opener, somebody else to tell me that I need to be with my family right now.
Yeah, it's always, when you're making those kinds of decisions, it's about follow your bliss, right? And when you're saying,
right,
you know, you do feel that you're supposed to be with your family, this friend wants to pull you in the other direction. If it doesn't feel as good, then it's not the right choice. It should feel really good.
Yeah, it hasn't been. But I know where I need to be. So you guys are great, though. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And I was going to say, as you get more into this playfulness mode, that's a higher vibration, which means you're going to attract more higher vibrational people and situations.
Oh, good, because I need some higher ones around me.
That's how you do it. Just look at everything. You go into a bit of the child mind in that everything has a fun side to it. Let's focus on the fun.
Okay.
In a
not
responsible
so
manner, of course.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, thank you, ladies. I listen to your show, and I love it. And thank you very much for getting me online. Or on,
you're
on
welcome.
The phone to me. Thank
you.
I
have one more
God
message,
you.
Alyssa.
Oh,
you
great.
Still there, Alyssa?
Yes, I'm
Is
here.
Is your dad passed? Or a husband?
My grandfather, he was like my dad, yes. He was like my dad. But he has passed, yes.
Older gentleman, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he came in and said to tell you that he helped hand pick that new grandbaby.
Oh, he did?
Yes. He's so cute because he's going to grow up to be a very fine man. I made sure of that.
He's going to be a boy. I knew it. Yes.
He's very, very sweet, and he wants you to know that he spent a lot of time talking to the soul who will be in this body and told them all about you guys. And
wow.
That he's going to be one of the support guides, not primary guide, but he's going to be a support guide to the first grandchild.
That is so neat. That is the most awesomest message I could ever get. I miss him
that
so
is.
Much.
Aw. You're welcome. And he says, you're going to know when you hold that baby. You're going to know. You're going to feel him stand with you looking at this in this baby's eyes.
He says,
yes, you very much need to be with your family.
Yeah, I need to get Reba up there. I'm going to. That is just a beautiful message. Thank you so much.
Aww. You're very welcome, Alyssa.
That's
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
I just
much.
Think you made it this far to grandmahood. Woohoo!
I know. I love being a grandma. I love it. I do. Oh, I'm so happy. My heart is just
filled with warmth and love. Thank you so much. I needed it today.
You're very welcome. We're glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you. You guys are great. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Have a great night. Thanks, guys.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was great.
That was so beautiful.
That was a great way to end the evening.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're 5 minutes to 9:30, gals. So shall we go ahead and wind her up for the night?
Yep.
All right.
Definitely.
So it's been fabulous having you on the show tonight, Natasha. We've greatly had a good time. And I really loved a lot of your messages and insight to the callers. So if you would take a moment and let everybody know how they can find you, reach you.
Okay, I will do that right now. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. It's been a great night. Wow.
Yes, it has.
Okay, so my website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com. My email is palmreadingandhealing@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I do. Let's see here. So that's Natasha Scott Palmistry Happiness Coach Energy Healing.
Wonderful. So callers, definitely reach out to Natasha, find her at her different locations and get to know her. You never know what you could find out if you book one of those palm readings. I would love to have one myself.
Too.
And Jan, you want to go ahead and share your contact information?
Sure will. So I'm on Facebook at Jan Drake Bakke, and my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Twitter, and I have an email, and jandrake007@hotmail.com. And I also just real quickly, Shannon, I want to talk about the other shows really fast. On Wednesday night is Divine Connections. This is part of the Sacred Embers team that we're all part of. Divine Connections, Wednesday, same time, Lynn Bleasdale, Sue D'Alamante, and Jody Higgins. Thursday night, Angel Antics, that's DC Love and Eileen Powers. Friday night is our show, Enter the Light, Shannon Johnson, Ryan Adragna, and Jandrake Bakke. And tonight, our special guest was Natasha Scott. And that's it.
Awesome. And I'm going to go ahead and give Ryan's website info, how to be able to contact him since he wasn't able to join us this evening. But you can find Ryan on Facebook at Healings Through Spirit or look up his name, Ryan Adragna. He also has his website, which is healings, with an S, throughspirit.com. And Ryan's a fantastic healer, as many of you who have joined us before know. So you can scope him out on Facebook or through his website. And I'm Shannon Johnson, your host of the evening. You can find me on Facebook at Shannon Johnson, Metaphysical Facilitator /Medium. Or I also have a website that I can never remember the full name of, but you can find it on my Facebook page. LadyAstral67.wix/home, something rather like that. But who cares? It's Friday the night, and it's the 13th. Have a fantabulous weekend, everybody. We're so glad you joined us for tonight's show, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Yay! Happy Friday the 13th. Great show,
Gabe. Have a good night, ladies. Much love to you.
You too.
And to all of our callers, thank you so much for your love and support. And we'll see you next Friday on Enter the Light. Bye.
Bye. Bye.